Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong groups participate in Christmas parades across the globe. Mexico City, forum on Falun Gong held in Chamber of Deputies. A pilot's story. Sydney, Australia, Chinese tourists sever ties with Chinese Communist Party. Imprisoned man in dire condition denied medical parole. And we stand with you, warm support for Falun Gong in Siberia. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong groups participate in Christmas parades across the globe. As the holidays approach, Falun Gong groups around the world are participating in community events to celebrate the season of good tidings, as well as offering a unique look at traditional Chinese culture and Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. This report features Falun Dafa groups' participation in Christmas parades in Canada, the United States, and South Australia. Warm welcome in Vancouver. Around 300,000 spectators came out for the Christmas parade in downtown Vancouver, Canada, on December 4, 2016. The Falun Gong entry featured its Tianguo marching band, float, Falun Gong exercise demonstration, dance team, and waist drum team. Many Chinese people were among the spectators, and many cheered for the Falun Gong procession and took photos. A spectator named Danielle applauded the Tianguo marching band. "They were very professional, and I thought their costumes were unique," she said. She added that the Falun Gong procession was both peaceful and spirited. Participation in Children's Christmas Parade in California. The Children's Christmas Holiday Parade, held in Los Gatos, California, on December 3, 2016, drew a crowd of 15,000 people for its 60th anniversary. The Falun Gong group's Tianguo marching band was a welcome attraction in the parade. Danny Scroggins, a member of the hosting organization, said it was a multicultural event and was pleased to have the Falun Gong group participate. He said their performance is wonderful. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are beautiful. Christmas parades in South Australia. Falun Gong practitioners in Adelaide, Australia, participated in Christmas parades in Adelaide Port on November 19th and Norwood City on November 26th. Mr. Song, who works at a TV station in China, watched the parade with his family. He had recently come to Adelaide for a visit. He commended the Falun Gong procession for introducing Chinese cultivation culture to the West via its float and exercise demonstration. He said, "Very good, very meaningful." While in China, he had accessed factual information about Falun Gong by using software to bypass the internet censorship. He talked with a Falun Gong practitioner at the parade about taking the opportunity while outside China to withdraw his membership from the Communist Party to take a stance against the brutal persecution.
Mexico City, forum on Falun Gong held in Chamber of Deputies. A forum entitled Falun Gong, Improving Health in Mind and Body, was held at the Chamber of Deputies on November 25, 2016 in Mexico City, Mexico. Practitioners presented how Falun Gong has brought positive changes to those who practice it around the globe. With 500 federal representatives, the Chamber of Deputies is the lower house of Mexican Congress. Members first listened to practitioners explain the ancient Chinese culture, the prehistoric civilization in Mexico, and their connection to nature and the earth. In the follow-up discussion, focusing on human rights and humanity, speakers illustrated how practitioners have been severely persecuted in China since 1999, including the forced organ harvesting crimes. They pointed out that by suppressing Falun Gong and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, Jiang Zemin and the Chinese Communist regime was undermining basic humanity and human rights. The last session covered Falun Gong's health benefits. Surveys have shown that the practice has improved the physical health and mind nature of people in many countries. Officials discussed if the practice could be introduced in schools, communities, or the healthcare system. Falun Gong was introduced to Mexico in 2001, and practitioners have since been telling others about the meditation and raising awareness of the suppression in China. Human Harvest, a documentary film on forced organ harvesting in China, was screened at the National Autonomous University of Mexico on August 24, 2016. The Independent Singapore reported that hundreds of police officers congregated in Mexico City in July to practice Falun Gong as a means of quelling violence.
A pilot's story. Many people have asked Captain Nguyen Thuan Dung, a Vietnamese pilot with 14,000 flight hours, why he left a high-paying job in the Middle East for a position with a Taiwanese airline. The answer is that he wanted to learn Chinese so that he could read the Chinese version of Zhuan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong, a traditional Chinese spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Captain Nguyen, 44, had been a pilot for 22 years and has trained in Australia and France. As a pilot, Captain Nguyen has had a lot of opportunities to visit many different countries and to experience different cultures. Seeing so many people afflicted with sadness and suffering, he found himself often wondering about the meaning of life. Why is there so much pain in the world, and why people are here on earth? 3 years ago, Captain Nguyen's parents, both sports coaches, called him from Vietnam, excitedly telling him about their experiences of cultivating Falun Gong. They suggested that he give it a try. Captain Nguyen was practicing a different Qigong at the time and didn't take his parents' suggestion seriously. Later, when he visited his parents on a vacation, his mother taught him the Falun Gong exercises. On his way back to work, he opened the book Zhuan Falun on the plane. After 1 hour of reading, he felt that he'd found the answers to all the questions that had bothered him for such a long time. He started cultivating in Falun Gong. Soon after taking up the practice, Captain Nguyen experienced a major improvement in health. He used to be exhausted after long-distance flights, especially the red-eye overnight flights. Now that he practices Falun Gong, when he wakes up, he feels good, with no pain in his bones. Most importantly, Captain Nguyen has changed in terms of how he interacts with other people. He explained, "I try to follow Falun Gong's teachings, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and try to always consider others." Moved to Taiwan to read Zhuan Falun in Chinese. When he first started practicing, Captain Nguyen worked for a Middle Eastern airline. He studied Zhuan Falun in English and Vietnamese, yet he believed that reading the book in Chinese would help him come to a better understanding of the teachings, and he developed a wish to move to a Chinese-speaking environment. He now works for a Taiwanese airline and is able to take part in many different Falun Gong activities in Taiwan. He can now read the Falun Gong books in Chinese. It took Captain Nguyen 10 months to learn all the Chinese words in Zhuan Falun. He is happy that he can now read the book in Chinese with local fellow practitioners. Captain Nguyen hopes to further improve his spoken Chinese so that he can do better in explaining the facts of Falun Gong to Chinese people and in this way help bring about an end to the persecution.
Sydney, Australia. Chinese tourists sever ties with Chinese Communist Party. Although she now lives in Sydney, Australia, Ms. Chen finds it important to reconnect with her fellow Chinese countrymen. She explained, "As a Falun Gong practitioner, I know that many Chinese have been poisoned by the ongoing hate propaganda from the Chinese Communist Party. I feel that I have to tell them the real story about this peaceful meditation so that they are not against Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." Ms. Chen often goes to the Sydney Opera House, one of the most well-known Australian landmarks, where she talks to tourists from all over the world about Falun Gong. Importance of quitting the CCP. Ms. Chen once met a tour group from Shanghai and began to chat with them. One tourist said, "I have heard about Falun Gong from a friend, and she often did exercises in a park." She added that Falun Gong is not at all as the defamatory propaganda claims. "Glad to hear that," Ms. Chen said to her. Since you know the party is bad, do you know that many Chinese people have separated themselves from the regime? Ms. Chen explained that because people vowed to devote their lives to the party when they joined these organizations, it is important to sever ties with the party. This also applies to the CCP junior organizations, such as the Communist Youth League and the Young Pioneers. The tourist agreed, and other people in her group also took informational materials. Through the efforts of Ms. Chen and other Falun Gong practitioners, many people have learned about Falun Gong and have expressed their opposition to the brutal suppression of Falun Gong in China. Clive, who works at the Opera House, said that his parents were from Shanghai and he was born in Australia. The Falun Gong practitioners look very peaceful, and it is hard to imagine why any government would suppress their belief, he said as he signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution.
Imprisoned man in dire condition, denied medical parole. A Mishan City resident imprisoned for his faith is in dire condition, yet the prison authorities have refused to grant him medical parole. Mr. Zhang Yutang was arrested in April 2014 for practicing Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. He was secretly sentenced to prison 2 months later, but a higher court overturned the verdict after his lawyer appealed the secret trial and sentencing. The same trial court, which was ordered to retry the case, then denied the lawyer access to case files and prevented him from meeting with his client. The retrial went through 6 hearings. Mr. Zhang appeared to have been drugged in one hearing and was brutalized in another hearing. The retrial concluded with the same guilty verdict against him, and the exact sentence is still unknown. Mr. Zhang's wife received a phone call from Tai Liai Prison on November 29, 2016, asking her to visit her husband in prison. She arrived the next day to see an emaciated man in dire condition. Mr. Zhang told his wife that he once lost consciousness and remained in a coma for 5 days, yet the prison rendered him no medical attention whatsoever. Another time he suddenly passed out while walking and tumbled all the way from the 3rd floor to the 1st floor. His head became swollen, but again the guards did nothing to treat his injuries. The guard refused to answer when Mr. Zhang's wife questioned why the prison did not inform her of her husband's condition earlier.
We stand with you. Warm support for Falun Gong in Siberia. Siberia is now covered in snow. The temperature has plunged to well below freezing in many parts of this vast region. Yet despite the severe cold, Falun Gong has received warm support from local residents in many Siberian towns. Over the weekend of December 3rd and 4th, Falun Gong practitioners reached out to the Siberian public to introduce this traditional Chinese spiritual discipline and raise awareness of the 17-year persecution of the practice in China. In Irkutsk, Angarsk, Tomsk, and Ulan-Ude, practitioners set up display boards, handed out informational materials, and collected signatures calling for an end to the persecution. Even in sub-zero temperatures, many people in downtown Irkutsk stopped by the practitioners' display boards and took materials to read. In Irkutsk, Lydia was shocked by China's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. She praised the practitioners for their efforts to stop the persecution. They, the Chinese government, will be punished by heaven, Lydia said. You guys are great. Keep up the good work. If everybody opposes the Communist Party, the persecution will stop. We stand with you. Practitioner Tatiana said that more and more Russian people have learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. She noted that when they hold activities, many people now approach practitioners asking to sign the petition. Some people also come back with friends or family members to sign. Nearly everyone that the practitioners meet expresses their wish for the persecution to end as soon as possible. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.